The old turf has been torn out. City crews are compacting the subbase, and contractor Shaw Sportex plan to begin installing new turf this week. Instead, vandals destroyed the large Turfco spreader that disperses crumb rubber infill on the turf. The Turfco is not something you will find in Juneau, says Shaw Sportex Field Superintendent Eric Pratt.
Very hard to find, not something that's easily available in your local Home Depot.
The spreader is pulled by a small John Deere tractor. While that's run-of-the-mill, Pratt says, its wide tires are not. CBJ project manager Catherine Wilkins was on the field early yesterday morning assessing the damage.
You'll notice on the John Deere tractor it has really extra wide wheels. Those are to run over the turf without, you know, leaving ruts or any of that type of thing, so not easily replaceable.
The rubber on the rear tractor tires had bubbled. The tires on the hopper were totally burned off their wheels. A big glob of unrecognizable material oozed next to the scorched hopper. Pratt surveyed the mess, which was melted adhesive and turf seaming tape.
This drop spreader is completely wasted, pretty much unsalvageable at this point, except for spare parts. And the glue loss is, it's all gone.
All the glue for the whole project?
Yes, that is all the adhesive that was allotted for this project.
Pratt is from Port Townsend, Washington. He was part of the Shaw Sportex team that installed the JDHS practice field downtown in 2005. The Georgia-based company is one of a few who specialize in synthetic turf fields. Shaw claims to have installed more than 900 across the country, including several in Anchorage. While CBJ project manager Wilkins says the cost of the vandalism will be covered by Shaw's insurance, the cost to CBJ is a delay in the project. It was scheduled to be done July 15th. Pratt says it will be done in time for football season. Practice begins July 30th.
You know, Shaw Sportex is going to do everything we can to get this replaced and taken care of in a timely manner so that kids are ready to practice come start of practice season. Just look forward to getting it done and making sure the community has a nice field.
Once the turf installation begins, it will take about 3 weeks to complete. A year ago, vandals burned the old turf field in several spots. One of several incidents at the facility, which is adjacent to Floyd Dryden Middle School. In fact, vandalism at Juneau Parks and Recreation facilities and city buildings has steadily increased over the last few years. Parks Superintendent George Schaff estimates vandals have cost the city nearly $60,000 so far this fiscal year, which ends June 30th. Last year, the city installed 7 surveillance cameras at the Adair Kennedy concession stand and 1 on the field. A camera was dismantled yesterday morning and the housing found under a front-end loader on the field. But footage from another will be useful in this case, Schaff says.
We did get usable footage off of it, and I turned it all over to JPD, and they're using it in their investigation.
Large rolls of turf have been staged in the parking lot at the field. They were not damaged in the incident. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.